Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Danny Darwin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chad Ogea. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1. Indians, 1. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tomey hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Justice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Justice. Martinez moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mudin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mudin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mudin. Justice reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Grissom. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Durham goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martinez moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Danny Graves now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0-for-2 in the game. Mouton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-2 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Martinez. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Justice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Fabregas and he is out, Durham applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Bell reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mouton takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Lyle Mouton. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-3 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Tony Castillo now pitching. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Tomy takes first base on ball four. Matt Karchner now pitching. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Justice is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomy scoops it up and throws to first, with Plunk covering, for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Brian Giles pinch hits for Marky Grissom. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.